Burnaway is an organization dedicated to covering Atlanta's visual arts scene. Begun in 2008, their work was done largely through their website, burnaway.org, but last month, they entered the realm of physical media with the publication of Interior. The first thing you notice about Burnaway's Interior, and you would notice it from across the room, is the color of the cover, hot pink. This is Rachel Reese.
The pink actually came from the centerfold image.
It's a photograph by artist Jodie Fawcett titled Pink Outfit.
And I think it's his great aunt that is kind of arched back and wearing this pink swishy jumpsuit. Yeah.
Rachel Reese was editor of Burnaway and of this print publication. She's since moved on to a position at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center. She says that the theme of this book, Interiors, came from the city's unusual gallery spaces.
The spaces aren't a very traditional white cube model here. As a whole, spaces are very individualized and personalized. And artist studios are very individualized. There's not one central district or location where all the visual arts are located. So for me, this idea of interior is, it's so different, and it's shifting all the time here in Atlanta.
Rather than being an anthology of articles that have appeared on Burnaway, Interior is billed as a curated visual essay.
Mm-hmm.
Why this approach?
You know, it's a different way to experience information. So the physical, to me, is really important.
So inside Interior are photographs and writing all centered around this theme. Gallery exhibition reviews.
Studio visit interviews with artists like Radcliffe Bailey or Jiha Moon.
There's a sort of freeform essay that's split up into pieces and sprinkled throughout the book.
By Kate Doubler.
Who writes a regular column in Burnaway called Fit to Print about book arts and print oddities. The editors asked her to write the essay called Book Burning Away.
Knowing that this question was going to come up, that we are an online magazine and now going into print. So we're kind of going analog and in the reverse direction.
There's one snippet here. This book is not a book. It is an exhibition, a playground, a toy. That's why we made it. We wanted to make something sexy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And it's on a photograph of Jodie Fawcett's, like his grandmother's bedroom. That's completely unsexy. And,
Just like putting that quote on that photo affects the meaning of both, putting content that was online on paper, Rachel Reese says, changes the experience.
And it's a way that it can exist in a different type of archive.
Yeah, embedded within the print publication is an explanation of why there is a print publication to begin with. That's interesting.
Yeah, and when we were thinking about this too, is we understand we're an online magazine and that the way you experience our content is probably in a very logical way. And so the print is kind of our way to also play with a different format. So it is a little bit of blurring that line between an artist or a fine art book and an art magazine.
Or, as Kate Doubler's essay puts it, books need to create mysterious, unknown environments. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.